Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. This week, I have some welcome new CDs to review. Perhaps I should qualify that term new. I've one old release that I've just managed to obtain, two brand new, and one scheduled for release on the 2nd of July. Now, if this is starting to sound like Glenn Miller's broadcast phrase, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue, you may be right. To open, here's Tom Grierson playing the Wurlitzer in the RKO Palace Theatre in Rochester, New York, where he was the resident organist for many years. I enjoy being a girl, from The Flower Drum Song, a show by Rodgers and Hammerstein that has fallen prey to modern racial sensitivities and thus no longer produced. The track was taken from a 1963 LP, reprocessed by Dick Clay in San Francisco and published on CD by the Rochester Theatre Organ Society. The album leans towards the classical, with transcriptions such as Finlandia, The Sleeping Beauty Waltz and The Magic Flute, but there's also a good smattering of lighter material, including Leroy Anderson's Fiddle Faddle.
Thank you.
The album is called Tom Grierson Plays Palace Favourites, and although at approximately 41 minutes it's LP rather than CD length, that is reflected in the price. It's available from the Rochester Theatre Organ Society, www.rtosonline.org, and it is available for international purchase. Next up is a brand new album from the current artist in residence at the Musical Museum Brentford, Middlesex. Chris Barber, a name that is new to me, has just released music from the movies, and technically the CD is superb, capturing the sound of the ex-Regal Kingston Wurlitzer with bags of atmosphere and presence. As the title suggests, these selections are all well-known favourites, such as this Arthur Freed and Nassir Herb Brown hit from 1929, You Were Meant For Me. Thank you. from Cole Porter's High Society, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, with Chris Barber, presumably no relation to the jazz band leader, playing the Musical Museum Wurlitzer on his new Music from the Movies CD. There are 14 selections, some 64 minutes of film music running almost exclusively from the 1920s to the 1950s, with such standards as Anything Goes, As Time Goes By, and a selection from Singing in the Rain. One small criticism that I have is that three of the single title selections run over 5 minutes, which for me is overcooking the melodies, but the playing is crisp and very melodic. In all, an enjoyable CD from Chris. It's available from the Musical Museum website, www.musicalmuseum.co.uk. John Clark McCall in Palmetto, Georgia, always sends me his new releases, and his latest edition 5 of Florida Fanfare, Your Packard Hit Parade, arrived a week or two back. For the past 5 years, John has entertained the annual get-together of the Florida Packard Car Club in the Grace Baptist Church, Sarasota. The last event was recorded via the Wurlitzer's digital relay system and played back for the tapings, thus avoiding the inevitable audience noise. Day by Day, John Clark McCall playing the Wurlitzer in the Grace Baptist Church, Sarasota, Florida. John can always be counted upon to come up with some lesser recorded material in his selections, and he's included, for example, I'm Sitting on Top of the World, Slowpoke, and the Leslie Bricker's hit from 1961, My Kind of Girl. One track that I especially like is this arrangement of a 1919 waltz, 3 o'clock in the morning. John's new CD contains 13 tracks with a running time of close to 55 minutes and can be obtained on eBay.com by searching the name John Clark McCall in the music department. You'll also see his book called Tales of a Southern Palazzo, which is a personal memoir of life in a small Georgian town, Moultrie. I've only read the synopsis, but it looks like a lot of fun. Today's last new CD is very close to my heart, as I produced it. I've been friends with John Seng's longtime manager, Carolyn Collins, for many years, so when she discovered some unpublished tapes recorded on the Mundelein Wurlitzer during 1967 and 1970 sessions, we both thought that these tracks should appear on CD. That discovery was made early last year, and it's taken since then to coordinate everything required to bring this to fruition. Cole Porter's Love for Sale from the 1967 recording session, one of two versions on this new CD, John Seng Rediscovered, which will be available mid-July on my Hot Pipes digital label. Actually, it's being launched at the ATOS convention in Cleveland at the start of July, but I won't be able to mail any web orders until I get back to Spain. The Wurlitzer hybrid organ in the auditorium of the St. Mary of the Lake, Mundelein, Illinois, was John's personal project in the 1960s and early 70s, before he moved out west to Hollywood to arrange and compose music. Unlike albums released previously, where the microphones were placed directly in front of the chamber swell shutters, these tracks were taped in the auditorium itself, and give an impression of how the instrument sounded to audiences. Here's another track, and quite typically different arrangement, of The Birth of the Blues. Thank you. John Tseng rediscovered plays for close to 65 minutes, with 23 tracks of original arrangements of standards, novelties, and even one of John's own improvisations. The full track list can be found, of course, on my website, www.hotpipes.eu, and is available to order. Also on my website, you'll find links to suppliers of recordings in general. Just click on the links menu, and then the top option to go to the relevant page. As always, it's been fun to present these new, and perhaps not so new, CD tracks of the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. I'll be back next week with more selections of this great music. So until then, I wish you all happy listening. This is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off for now.